The scripture reading comes from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good to see each and every one of you. Always thankful for the opportunity we have to worship God, Spirit, and in truth. On these Sunday evenings, we've been, for this month, been looking at Proverbs. And trying to take, we looked at wisdom in Proverbs last Sunday. And this Sunday, I want to look at the sluggard, which actually Proverbs has a lot to say about in relation to that. So that's what we're going to be looking at. Certainly, we talk about the wise man. One of the traits of the wise man or an action of a wise man is to listen. And certainly, we should listen to what Proverbs has to say about the sluggard, or really, the lazy person. And certainly, the Bible has a lot to say on such a subject as that. But in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 32, it says, "When I saw it, I considered it well, and I looked on it and received instruction." You know, it's not just hearing it, but it's trying to apply it to ourselves, and certainly that's what we want to do. But some observations about the sluggard. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11 is a nice little section on the sluggard, and really instructing the sluggard to look to the end, which is where we're going to start. But one attribute of a sluggard or a lazy individual is that they don't start things. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but not starting things can be a danger in a Christian's life. There are certain things that should be done, which, if left undone, can be very harmful for us as individuals or us as a congregation. Not taking on challenges that we should take on, not doing things that we should be doing. But one problem with the sluggard is, a lot of times they'll never start, which actually comes from our reading that we saw in Proverbs chapter 6. And I'll just read that passage right there. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. Really, this is a message to the sluggard, talking to the sluggard to look to the ant. So go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no captain, overseer, ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So your poverty shall come upon you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. You know, the sluggard has multiple issues, but one is, a lot of times, the sluggard or the lazy person will not start. And you look at that, it says, look to the ant. Well, what is the ant doing? The ant is in action. We see that the ant has no one really driving the ant, but yet the ant is doing what it is supposed to be doing. It says the ant provides her supplies. The ant gathers her food. And there's a certain idea that as Christians, as human beings, as created beings, is that God really developed us, created us, and really there are some things that really fall on our shoulders. You know, there are times in our lives where we may be unable to do certain things, but it's interesting, the ant provides her supplies, the ant provides her food. But there are certain things that the ant can take care of, and the ant takes care of that and does not have to be reminded on a consistent basis to do such things. But a lazy person, it's almost like they have to be reminded again and again and again, and yet they still don't do the basic things that are needed to provide for life and just basic things. And we certainly see the example here of the ant. Lazy person, look to the ant, which I think is such a powerful, powerful passage, because it's like, look at this tiny animal. Look at this little ant. This little ant is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, but you can't do what you're supposed to do. Take care of yourself, get the food, get the supplies that are needed. But a lot of times, the lazy person doesn't start. The lazy person doesn't prepare. And when I think of getting started on a project of anything, I think of planning, and planning is so important. But many times, the sluggard doesn't plan. Planning takes work. That's why a lot of people don't like to plan, because it takes time, it takes dedication, it takes thought. When you think of a business plan, it's not something you can just easily put down on paper. You have to think and plan and work it way back, and then not only do you work it back, you say, okay, we want to accomplish this, well, what are the steps to do that, okay, what people might you have to bring in to accomplish that? I mean, there's a lot of planning. Planning's not easy. A lot of people don't plan because it's hard, and the lazy person a lot of times won't plan, and a lot of times what happens is it leads to disaster. A lot of times people don't have financial plans. They don't know where their money goes each month. They perhaps know how much they make. They know they have $2,000 coming in or $3,000 coming in, but they don't know where all that money goes. They don't know how much they're spending on groceries. They don't know how much they're spending on this. They say, well, why would I be concerned about that? You have a good plan and you know where it goes. You can probably keep track and make sure that your financial life is in order. But the lazy person doesn't plan. The lazy person doesn't start many times. And a lot of times, people fall into that trap. And here in Proverbs chapter 6, there's certainly a warning there to the sluggard, to the lazy individual who doesn't start. But certainly, I think that Christians should plan, and Christians should start things and do the best we can to accomplish them. In Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30, it says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, and all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, was not able to finish." You know, you plan to build a house, but you haven't checked on how much it's going to cost. You haven't checked on how long it's going to take. You haven't checked on any of these things. You know, the sluggard, the lazy person, doesn't plan. And when they don't plan, it leads to disaster time and time again. I think God, when he made us, he wanted us to be planners. And certainly, there's a line where we have to realize we've done all that we can, and we have to start moving into action. Because perfection is paralysis. And I don't know if you've thought about that in your life, but perfection can be paralysis. If we're not going to get everything perfect. We're not going to get everything perfect in our lives as Christians. We're not going to get everything perfect here at the congregation at Sandyville. We will lay the best plans we can, and then we will act and do the best we can fulfilling those plans. But if we wait till we have a perfect plan, or till we're perfect individuals, we are never going to make the right steps forward. But the lazy person is not going to plan. The lazy person does not start. And as it says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 9, "How long will you slumber, old sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep?" Have you thought about your spiritual life? Have you raised to serve the Lord? To start planning when it comes to your spiritual life. To start working when it comes to your spiritual life. Certainly we can use every single individual as we try to serve the Lord. And certainly we think of physical work. The Bible definitely highlights that. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 12 it says, "Now those who are such, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread." Certainly the idea of physical work is part of a Christian's life. And we understand that sometimes we might be unable to work throughout our lives, and I think that God has safety nets for that in His Word. But really, when we look at ourselves as individuals, if we can work, if we can provide for ourselves, if we can supply for ourselves, if we do what we can, we're going to be in a better place. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, it says, "Let him whose soul feel no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." Have you started on your spiritual walk and your spiritual life? Are you planning? Are you trying to do what God would want you to do in service to Him? Another thing about the sluggard, not only do they not plan and they don't start things, but they don't finish. A good Christian worker is consistent and reliable. And certainly we understand that we're not perfect, but a Christian can be consistent and reliable. But when you start looking at some of the descriptions of the sluggard and the lazy man, you're going to find that the lazy man does not finish things. Look at Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 27. It says, "The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting." Now you think about that. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting. You think about that. You go through all this effort, you know, to hunt down this game, to kill it, and then you don't even get to the point where you cook it and prepare it. You know, the lazy man, the sluggard, not only do they not start things, but sometimes there's a sluggard that does start things, but they don't finish. And it says the lazy man does not roast what he took in honey, and then it continues on. It says, but diligence is man's precious possession. Hard work, consistency, seeing things through is definitely something that we should be looking for in our Christian lives. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24. We're looking at the lazy man that doesn't finish. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 24. It says, a lazy man buries his hand in the bowl, and he will not so much as bring it back to his mouth again. Now you think about that. Now that means one of those pictures of somebody just eating chips on the couch, doesn't it? You know? Like, okay, they're eating the chips out of the bowl on the couch. It says the lazy man buries his hand in the bowl, and he will not so much as bring it back to his mouth. It's like you won't even finish the task of eating. You know, there's a lazy man out there that doesn't finish the task at hand. In Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 15, it's a similar picture, although a little bit different phrasing. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 15 says the lazy man buries his hand in the bowl, it wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. Okay? This is a little different picture. The first man, he just kind of buries it, and it says he doesn't bring it back. Because this man, he's bringing it back, but he's weary to bring it back to his mouth. I mean, he's so weary. You know what? A lot of times, lazy individuals, they labor over simple tasks, don't they? They labor over the most simple tasks. Brothers are good accountability partners. I'm messing with my brother. He's very good. My older brother, he's very, very good. Very hard worker. I think Dad raised us all that way. Made sure that we're always doing things that need to be done and make sure that we would do them right the first time if we could. But my older brother, I don't think he's ever lifted something that's not heavy. Whenever we lift up, this is heavy, you know. Then you know what? One of my brothers, we'll see that we're like, that's not that heavy, you know. Brothers are great accountability partners, you know. They'll call you out on your stuff, you know. But everything he picks up seems to be heavy. Oh, this is so heavy. I'm just messing with him a little bit, but the lazy person, the sluggard, it seems like this simple, basic task. Oh, that's hard. Oh, that's such a burden, you know? I mean, I gotta reach and I gotta grab my own food. You mean I've gotta do this simple task? You mean you want me to take out the trash, you know? You know, a lot of times lazy person will get into this where they really are making excuses and they don't finish even some of the most basic tasks. And there are consequences for the sluggard and the lazy man, and you see some of these throughout Proverbs. One of those that Proverbs actually says will happen to the lazy man that doesn't start things and the lazy man that doesn't finish things, you know, there are some consequences. One of those consequences is in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 11, which where it was talking about the end. It says, so poverty shall come upon you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Now, in the New Testament, it says if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat. And I think that's certainly a biblical principle that should be applied and thought about. I think it should be considered. It doesn't mean that we don't help individuals, but we do go, I think, and this is something to consider, is that I think we do harm people when we do have people out there that are not in actual need, and they do get so much help that they are enabled. And it's very toxic. And you can sue it, and it is not good for society. It's not good for families. And you can probably spot it out of society. You might even be able to spot it in your own family. Like, why are they doing that for me? You know? I've got this going on in my family. I'm sure you've got it going on in your family, too. But it's like, let's pay the rent for this person, and we know they're going out and buying drugs. That's what they're doing. The whole family knows what they're doing. But we're going to go to them, and we're going to pay their rent. We're going to give them food and all these things. I'm not against helping individuals. I want to help individuals. I've reached outside to help the individual myself. But eventually, you start enabling people, and you have to be very careful. There's a balance when it comes to certain things, but enabling is a very dangerous thing. And if we followed some of these Christian principles, we would find that a lot of things would sort out. Because when people are hungry, they'll go back to work. There's no problem there. Something else that the Bible mentions in relation to laziness is that laziness will eventually lead to forced labor. Now, we talked about Proverbs. Proverbs are general statements, and they have basic life truth. But in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24, it says, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor." It says, "The lazy man will be put to forced labor." You know, you think about that forced labor. You know, when I think about that, I think about reduced freedom. And I think of that as a general principle, is that the lazy person, I think, is many times going to have less freedom than the person that works hard. The person that works hard, a lot of times, is going to have a little bit more freedom with certain things. And that's certainly a good thing. But it says, the lazy man will be put to forced labor. General principle of truth. Another thing about the lazy man is that another consequence is things that are unkept. Proverbs chapter 24 and verses 30 through 31. It says, "I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down." Another consequence of the lazy individual is unkept. You got a field here that could be productive, that could be good, but it's unkept. No one's maintaining, no one's working on it, no one's giving it attention, and certainly that happens. You know, when it comes to the lazy person, not starting is a problem, not finishing is a problem, and certainly when we think about our Christian lives, we've got to finish the Christian life. You know, there's something to be said about starting the Christian life. There's something to be said about finishing the Christian life. And certainly we can see examples of that when we look at the New Testament. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. "I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I have kept the faith." And it's not that life isn't hard. I mean, Galatians chapter 6 verses 9 and 10, it says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those of the household of faith." Not that when we go through life that things aren't going to be hard and they're not going to wear us down. Things are going to be challenging and we're going to have adversity and things are going to wear us down from time to time. We're going to have endurance and we're going to have to finish. If we go out and kill an animal, you know what? We could probably go on roasting. But the lazy person is not going to roast you. You know what? If you reach down into that bowl, you probably should bring it back. You know, you need to complete the task. You know, complete the task of life. The lazy individual doesn't start things. The lazy individual doesn't finish things. And you know what? The lazy individual doesn't face things. And you know what? That might be sometimes the most dangerous thing of all. Not starting, not finishing, but not facing things that need to be faced. And a lot of times when we don't want to face certain things in our lives, you know what the first thing that we start to do is we start to make excuses. The sluggard is excellent with excuses. And a lot of times we're very good with excuses as well. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 13, it says, "The lazy man says, there's a lion outside, I shall be slain in the street." Now there's a reason why it says the lazy man is saying this. You know, I don't know about you, but I've heard a lot of excuses over the years why individuals can't go to work. And I think that's exactly what we're dealing with here in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 13. It says, "The lazy man says, there's a lion outside, I shall be slain in the street." Well, so what, lazy man? The lazy man has an excuse, basically, why not to go to work. I can't go outside, there's a lion in the street, I'll be slain. You know what, I've heard a lot of excuses over the years, and a lot of the best excuses I've ever heard that make me laugh, you know, come from lazy, sluggard individuals. You know, they're looking for whatever they can find so they can get out of work, so they can get out of starting things, so they can get out of finishing things, so they can get out of doing what needs to be done. The lazy man will do whatever they can to get out of work. They're good with excuses, and many times their excuses, we end up seeing the foolishness of those excuses. How many times people are absent from work, and there should probably just be a book of excuses over the years recorded. A book of excuses of why so-and-so couldn't show up, why so-and-so is late, why so-and-so has been gone for so many days. You know, there should probably be a book included of those. You know what, there probably is a book when it comes to us spiritually. You know, I think of people's excuses sometimes when it comes to attending Lord's worship services. Because you start to realize what makes good excuses. And the thing is, you don't have to worry about me, but you do have to worry about God. But I wonder sometimes, do we not just stand like a fool before God and realize that, man, we're trying to pull over some of the most foolish excuses when it comes to serving the Lord and working in His vineyard. You know, there's excuses given out in Luke chapter 14, which actually Brother Harvey mentioned this morning. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 and following, there's a great supper that's been prepared. And the invitation kind of goes out. And verse 18 in Luke chapter 14, it says, but they all with one accord began to make excuses. You know, you can read through those excuses. Hey, invitation. Come to the feast. Come to the supper. All things are ready. All things are prepared. And really, when we think about our lives spiritually, God has done everything for us. Everything's been done and prepared. But somehow, we come up with every excuse under the sun to not serve the Lord. To not do the things that He would want us to do. And certainly, that's a sad state of affairs. You know, when you think about a lazy man that doesn't face things, not only do they make excuses, but they rationalize their own laziness. Everyone's got a good reason why they're not serving the Lord. Everyone's got a good reason why they're not attending services. Everyone's got a good reason. If they didn't have a good reason, then they'd be here, right? They've got some reason out there. And I'm not saying it's a good reason. But lazy individuals are good at rationalizing their own position. Look at Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 16. It says, the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. You can find seven individuals that tell this individual why what they're doing is not right, or why it's not good, or why they should be working, or why they should be engaged. But the lazy man is right in his own eyes. And really, that's connected to pride. You know, we think about all those things. We think about those ideas. But the lazy individual, as we kind of tried to pick out some of what Proverbs says about the lazy man or the sluggard, is we see that the lazy individual doesn't start, the lazy individual doesn't finish, and the lazy individual doesn't really face things. And the lazy individual, because of that, we see that it puts them in quite a predicament. And the Bible kind of leads them into certain conclusions. It says that poverty is going to feed the poor, and talks about forced labor. Certainly, we don't want to be any of these things. We want to be a good worker for the Lord. We want to start things that God would want us to start. We want to finish things that God would want us to finish. We want to even face the hardest things that are laid before us, and certainly not look for excuses along the way. But certainly that is just a little bit from Proverbs about the sluggard. But one of those foolish things that we could do is not listen to God. And perhaps this evening you need to become a New Testament Christian. It'd be foolish to turn away from His Word and what we see in the Bible. We certainly see the pattern of hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized. Perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian. Perhaps you need the prayers of the church. Certainly those would be wise things to do this evening if you need to. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation anyway, we ask that please come as we stand and as we sing.